We continue Game Night with Matt Perrault here on Yahoo Sports Radio. And, well, this has been a really exciting week here at the Palazzo, the Sands Convention Center, and really all of Las Vegas, because the Consumer Electronics Show, I've been talking about how crazy Vegas has been kind of all week, and I finally got a chance to walk around today. And one of the people, one of the booths that I stopped at, because I thought it was really neat, was this thing called Boxcast. Now, we have Gordon from Boxcast, who you are officially titled as?
Oh, I'm the president and founder. Yeah.
President and founder, okay, so why not? Top of the food chain. What is Boxcast, and where did the idea come from?
Well, the simplest way I can explain it, Matt, is it's a television station in a box. Little box fits in your pocket. It's got HD connectors on it. You can even connect it to the scoreboard, so whenever there's an event you wish you could be at, it just streams right to the internet, right on any organization's website. So colleges, high schools, amateur sports, they love it.
Now, tell us your background a little bit. You guys are based in Cleveland, but do you have a sports background, sports fans background? Where did the idea generate from?
Well, sports background for sure. I mean, I played college ball, and believe it or not, was invited to play, do the tryouts with the Indians, Yankees, and Devil Rays.
Wow.
I don't think I had the size, Matt, or obviously the talent to make it. You know, my claim to fame is hitting a couple dingers at the Jake, but I wish it would have ended up in a contract. But, you know, oddly enough, we had a funeral home that wanted a website, and they said, you know what, I want to stream, just like they do in Vegas,
right?
Like for weddings, I want to stream our services. We thought that was a little bit, you know, crazy, because I don't know, it wouldn't draw a big audience, but they said, no, family members love it. So that's what initially sparked it, but my love for sports certainly.
So somebody wanted to stream a funeral for those people who could not attend the funeral so they could see it online.
You're right, but here's the trick. You know, nobody in a funeral home is a tech expert.
Yeah.
So it needs to work without knowing anything about technology. That's entirely what we did. So in the last 10 years before we started this company, we worked for an awesome company called Rockwell Automation,
okay,
building mission-critical computer systems that ran factories that did caustic chemical processing,
wow,
that did airline traffic control systems. The secret was automation. That's what makes that stuff safe.
Okay.
And we knew if we could automate the capture of video and data from the scoreboard to deliver a beautiful HD picture for people to see, they could watch anywhere in the world, that we knew that we were onto something, and that might help all those parents out there that wish they could see their kids play.
We're talking to Gordon, the founder of Boxcast here on Yahoo Sports Radio at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. Why did you guys come here? What's the benefit to come here? What did you gain from it? The show is basically over. You guys are getting on a plane and heading on back to Cleveland. But what did you guys gain, and what did you enjoy about the show?
Well, you know, we're really a B2B2C. We don't sell to consumers direct because they don't have things that people want to watch.
Yeah.
We sell to brands that want to get their message out. So we didn't necessarily think we were going to necessarily find a lot of customers. We ended up finding a ton of people. This is a tech hub now.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
This event draws everybody. You know, last night was pretty awesome because they pulled us up on stage at the TNT NBA show at halftime.
Really?
Yeah. Kenny the Jet pulled it up and showed the world that we're streaming. This is a great way to do it.
So how did that come about? You just like bump into Kenny? Do you guys have a TNT connection? How do you get on national television?
You know, a little bit of hustle and a lot of luck, I'd say.
Good for you.
Got the tweets from the team saying that they're calling for products. So I ran up there, and by the time I got up there, everybody was gone. So fortunately, I talked to some people, showed them what we do, and they loved it. So they said, we'll bring you on the show.
So Boxcast is available where? If you're a athletic director of a small college, or you are an athletic director of a high school, and they're listening to this and thinking, you know, I've wanted to put my games on the internet forever. You know, everyone says it's pretty simplistic, but I'm not that tech savvy. We don't have a gigantic budget. Maybe they live in a rural part of the country. How can they find Boxcast, and how easy is it to use it?
They just go to boxcast.com. They can buy it there, and we'd love to work with them. Once they get a box, we work with them to just copy one little piece of code onto their website.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, whatever they schedule at our website automatically has this box with no buttons or switches. Whatever video goes into it connects through Wi-Fi or the Ethernet to the network, and now it shows up on their website for any size audience. You wouldn't believe the audience sizes for some of – we're in Cleveland, so we'll see 25,000 people watch a high school football game in Cleveland.
Wow. Well, it's Ohio. I mean, we're based in Houston, so that's kind of where my brain has gone with this, is that there's a lot of high schools in rural Texas that have either big fan bases or alumni that have moved on. Maybe they've gone to the city, and they want to be able to watch their high school, and they want to be able to be streamed. So really, all you need is one camera, one computer, and Boxcast. That's
it. Here's the neat part. You don't even need the computer.
Really?
You schedule the games ahead of time.
Okay.
You plug it into the little box. It is the computer. It is the broadcast truck. It's everything. As long as you got internet, we depend on the internet.
Right.
Now, here's the thing, though, that always killed me, is that most college sporting events aren't streamed these days. Even now, they just pick their high-profile sports.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this automates it, so every sporting event should be streamed.
That's really, really interesting. So I guess my question is, are you guys looking at the Olympic sports, meaning like basketball and football tends to be streamed, but if you have a daughter who is a runner for Ohio State, or you have a son who is a swimmer and for, you know, whoever, Ohio University, that's kind of your target, is looking at the sports that aren't getting as much attention as others?
That's right. I mean, you don't wake up one day saying I'm gonna build a media company that's going to be taking all the highest profile sports, but there's, you know, I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you that there's really a passion behind seeing everybody be showcased as an athlete.
Sure, you know, absolutely.
I wish my uncle could see me play. You know, right. This is before the age of the internet.
Absolutely.
But, you better believe I want to see my kids play too.
Sure, and I think what's so fascinating about what you guys are doing with this, and look, we're in radio, so I can't describe this other than it's the size of a deck of cards. I mean, that thing's tiny. This is not like some big contraption you're going to be rolling in to be able. It's smaller than a tablet. How did you guys get it to be that small? And is that part of the allure that it is when you ship it? I mean, this is not going to be expensive to ship.
No, we sell these boxes for $500.
Okay.
All right. And what that does is it lets you connect any HD camera. But we also found that there's a lot of people out there with SD cameras too.
Right.
So that old school yellow SD composite connectors
there
too. So it's really compatible with whatever they've got on site.
That's really interesting. So when you and I were talking off air and I came by the booth and I saw this, I was like, this looks really interesting. The HD stuff is great. The SD stuff is great. But there's a second component that you actually can go ahead and have people, if you want to start a availability to make money potentially on this.
That's right. What's neat about it is that we found that some people just didn't have the budget to spend $500 for a box and maybe get on a little bit of a subscription plan to see HD video for all their fans.
Yeah.
So we made it possible for them to set a ticket price, and we handle all the credit card processing, all the tech support, and we mail them a check when it's done. And what's neat is that helps people not just be able to cover the cost of it, but make money from the events.
Yeah.
And I like to talk about Emory University, for example.
Okay.
Great college,
definitely.
Very prestigious. Mm-hmm. They said, hey, we want to make our video also free for fans, but we also think it'd be a great revenue for the athletic department.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll tease HD video for about 90 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the parents want to continue or the fans want to keep watching, they have to pay a little bit of money. Otherwise they see a lower quality video, but they get to see it for free.
That's a really interesting business model, because I think a lot of people are willing to, you know, for the price of a cup of coffee, go ahead and grab a hold of HD and see it in a higher quality. And then if you don't really care all that much, you just get to watch it in a lower definition. That's an interesting business model. But I mean, just from a high school perspective, if you're able to put HD television, HD coverage from a camera on your events that, you know, you may make $100 a game on it, but it only takes 5 games and you've paid off the box.
We see some of these games bringing in $1,000 at the high school level and
really?
The college level. Yeah, we did all the Division I ECAC hockey streaming, and that was beyond tens of thousands of dollars. So the possibilities to monetize this is amazing. And with our technology, with how great the video quality is.
Sure.
And the ability to overlay the scores automatically from the scoreboard gives you a real ESPN-like feel.
So that just is part of it? Like, how is it that simple? When you're shooting it, you just can have it be laid where you see, for like a basketball game, the score changes all the time.
Yeah, well, what we see, remember, we came from the automation world that was building the computer systems that ran machines. Those technologies for communication is the same communication technologies used to run scoreboards.
Right.
So we know how to decode the data from all the different scoreboard vendors. So one by one, we made it so you pick your vendor, and then now we take the data in real time, including the clock, so that no one has to do anything. It just shows up there.
Wow. Boxcast.com. Gordon, listen, this is a really cool product. Hopefully things went well for you guys here at CES. Thank you for stopping by. Hopefully you guys see some people contact you, because I think this product needs to be seen to really believe what you guys have been able to do. But congratulations on it. It's really, really cool.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.